You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the weekend edition of the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. Today's podcast features all the best segments from this week's slate of Undisputed. With in-depth interviews and discussions, we have a lot to talk about heading into next week. Skip, Shannon, let's get to it.
The Cowboys got back to their winning ways yesterday, taking down the Lions 35-27. Ezekiel Elliott was held to only 45 rushing yards, but hauled in a receiving touchdown and celebrated by doing his best Dak warm-up impression. Oh, everyone's doing it. Dak led the way through the air with 444 yards, three touchdowns. The Cowboys are now 6-4 with sole possession of first place in the NFC East. We're now joined by Hall of Famer and NFL Network analyst LaDainian Tomlinson. Mm. Good to have you with us this morning.
Yes, welcome back. And by the way, when I greeted LaDainian this morning, I said, forgive me for this, but I can't call you LT because there's just one of those. He's like a football god to me.
Oh.
What was your answer?
LT, the original, said call me BLT, Baby LT.
Baby LT, I like that.
You
know what? BLT works. Yeah. It's clever.
That sounds just like something LT would say, too.
Exactly.
All right, LaDainian, when you look at these Cowboys, in your opinion, how far can this team go?
Well, that's a really good question. I do believe that they are the best team in NFC East.
Thank you.
So now when we talk about being the best team, that means you're going to have a home playoff game, right? Mm-hmm. So that means you're probably going to be playing in a wild card game against a team like Minnesota, mm-hmm. or maybe even...
Who already dusted you?
I don't mind that one.
Did they dust us, or did they edge us?
That's how I remember it.
But here's the thing. You either Seattle or San Francisco probably will be other team that you would have to play at home. Now, I believe the Cowboys can beat Minnesota and San Francisco at home. Seattle, to me... Seattle has a lot of experience. They've been there and done that. They have the coaching experience. And the problem to me with the Cowboys at times is Kellen Moore's inexperience shows up. We've seen it in the past, guys. Mm-hmm. I do think as a team, they have all the talent to make a deep run. Mm-hmm. I just think when it comes down to it, if you're playing a team like Seattle, that inexperience at times where you're not very creative at times on offense, that's going to come back to bite you.
Remember, they beat Seattle in a home playoff game last year. Okay. So
That was before old MVP Russ.
Yeah.
That was
old MVP Russ. Yeah. He's different.
And Clowney now being on that defense, they're mm-hmm. a different football team.
Yep.
But I do believe this Cowboy team can get past the wild card round. Divisional round is when they probably will have to play a team like the Saints. You know, and then
on the road, with Drew Brees,
which would be a mm-hmm. difficult task. Mm-hmm. So I give them getting past the wild card round and that divisional round would be to me.
I don't
because of the inexperience.
I'll take that.
I don't
because that'd make me five more cases of
I still got them missing the playoffs. They're too inconsistent because that defense gave up to Jeff Driscoll 27 points. How about this here? They got 6 wins. They got 1 win over a team that's got more than 3 wins. Hmm. Could I interest you in that? Now, when you play, if you make the playoff, what? You're not going anywhere. So get your temper it down. I know you all excited, been banging on the table. Your fist should be hurt banging the table.
Black and blue.
Yeah, exactly. just like
really
your
go
hope.
At it.
Your hope's gonna be like that. Skip, if you look at the schedules down the stretch, the schedule really favors. I mean, Eagles have Seattle, Miami, the Giants, Washington. Gonna get you guys the Cowboys. That'll be the death blow right there. And then you get the Giants again. And you guys got New England, Buffalo. Ooh, Buffalo got a nice little defense. Chicago with your the Rams. Mm-hmm. The Eagles.
Mm.
That's it.
Oh, it's gonna
come down. That's gonna be the game right there. because only one team is coming out of the NFC East. Mm. There are going to be two teams from the West.
But the Cowboys have owned the Eagles lately. Mm-hmm. The last two, 3 years, they have owned the Eagles.
We got them. Hey, full disclaimer, Shannon, LT is from Dallas. Hey, he got a house. He just built a house in Dallas.
What they got to do with the truth?
It's closer to Fort Worth.
No,
he went to TCU. Exactly. He's a Fort Worth
man. He grew up loving the Cowboys. Emmitt Smith was his favorite player. He went, did you go to Emmitt Smith football camp?
I did.
Okay.
So what? Who wouldn't go to Emmitt Smith football camp?
Exactly.
He just wanted to be a running back. That's all it wasn't about, being a Cowboy.
Oh, yeah, well, he wanted to be a Cowboy.
Don't go there.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
So what did you just tell me about MVP Russ? He's arrived.
Yeah!
He's according to you, he's edging out right now Lamar Jackson for MVP.
Neck and neck.
Guess who goes to Philly this coming Sunday? MVP Russ.
He's
going to be there. You're going to get MVP Russ.
We'll get it.
Well, you didn't get Brady, so I don't know.
But we're going to get Lane Johnson back. If we don't get Lane Johnson back, we ain't getting MVP Russ because Clowney going to have a field day.
So I'm going to utter my confession once again. My team, the Dallas Cowboys, is driving me out of my mind on a weekly basis.
Good. It's
costing me years off the end of my life.
We believe that as well.
Because my wife keeps yelling at me, you got to calm down, man. You just got to stop it. Because I go berserk during Cowboy games because they make me berserk. Howie Long talked about it yesterday on our pregame show on Fox. They're so talented. You just said, that's a talented. You go down the just on paper roster and you say, whew, they just don't play up to it. Right. I don't know why. I don't know why not. I think they need a new head coach, just a new voice in
the
locker
room. They play up to it at some points of the game, but they're not consistently.
Maybe even in fits and starts during the game, but 7 out of 10 times, they've trailed immediately.
Yeah.
They've fallen behind immediately in 7 of their 10 games. That's not a championship team.
Nope.
And yet, the quarterback is playing at a championship level to me.
Yes, he is.
He would be in this MVP race if not for a couple of blown games at the end, the Minnesota game when they went Zeke at the end of the game. I'm like, what are you doing? Is it Kellen Moore or did Jason Garrett intervene and say, run it, and then throw it to Zeke? I don't know. But something went wrong because the quarterback was on fire against Minnesota. And I'm with you. Could they beat Minnesota in a home playoff game? Yes, they could. They almost beat them in that Sunday night game.
You see what old Kenfo Kirk did yesterday?
He did.
Down 20.
Finally, someone brings it up.
Down 20.
Hey, it's never been done like that.
Come on, against your Broncos.
We're not talking about them.
Don't care who they're playing.
And then I saw Kirk at the podium after the game, and he said, somebody just texted me and said it took a special person to pull off that comeback. So he's telling the world, somebody texted him to say, you're a special person.
Let him have his moment.
Why would you say that?
Let him have his moment.
Robert, bro, you're not special. Huh? You're not special, Kirk. Okay. Somebody text you a lie. That was his wife. His wife gave that. You know, she's expecting second child. So
I don't care.
You special. Yeah.
So here's my bottom line to my team. Right now, it's all quarterback or bust. I don't like any other phase of this football team. I don't know why. Zeke just doesn't look right to me. He doesn't look like that guy who used to lead this team. And they can't run it or stop the run. They can't stop the pass. And they don't take the ball away on defense. They're tied for 20th in takeaways.
Not
That's a recipe for disaster because in any given Sunday, if the quarterback doesn't play at a supremely high level, what do you think's going to happen?
Oh, you're going to catch a hell.
Jeff Driscoll almost happened yesterday.
Right.
It's 35-27, and it's 2nd and 10 at the 13 with 1:54 left. And I'm pacing, man, because if you don't convert this and you give Jeff Driscoll the ball back, he just might convert on you and go for 2 and beat you at Detroit. What? And my quarterback makes another play to Shannon Jarwin. Blake Jarwin throws it to Blake Jarwin for a first down to kill the clock.
Yep.
It took that. That's how close it was at Detroit. Yep. So my team's hanging in at 6-4. I agree with you. I still like my team better than I like the Eagles.
But you need Dak to play like that.
Every game.
This is what we've been waiting for because you can't expect Zeke to be able to run the football like he have in the past. We haven't seen that Zeke, quite honestly. Right?
Nope.
And we haven't seen the offensive line play to those standards.
Why aren't we seeing that Zeke? I love Zeke, but I keep waiting for Zeke and I don't see him.
Shay know this. Anytime you have a young quarterback, you got a young offense coordinator, you're going to want to try to uplift that young quarterback to be in the MVP race, right?
Okay.
And so naturally, you're not going to run the ball as much as you used to. You want to use all those weapons. They have massive weapons at the wide receiver position. Gallup has stepped up. Randall Cobb has stepped up. I love their receiving core. Mm-hmm. I mean, so
Amari's been hurt off and on the whole
year. But when he's healthy. Oh, he's tough to deal with.
Something.
Yeah.
But LaDainian, so many times they give it to Zeke on first down and it goes for none or one. And I'm like,
it's too predictable.
Second and nine. Yes. Second and nine. Second and nine gets hard. Mm. Then it gets to third and five and it gets hard. You know how hard it is to keep converting.
A lot of teams throw the ball on first down. Yeah, Dallas always comes out.
They always just,
in the I formation, and just
now,
hand it to
now I say, just get it over with. Like I'm pacing, watch. I said, go ahead and get it over with. I got it. It's second and nine. Just they should just cash out the first down and just tell them to flip it over and say it's second and nine, right? Okay.
Because they do make that degree of difficulty. Because, I mean, he's been unbelievable. But you can't make a living picking up third and 12, third and 14 skip for extended periods of time.
They are leading the NFL in third down conversions. And it's mostly because he'll find somebody somehow. Wow. And Zeke made a nice little snag up off the park on that little screen pass. It was good. He can do that. He's got really good hands.
Yeah.
But then he turned, and I saw a little bit of burst from him, but I never get to see it anymore because there's nowhere to burst.
Right. They need to get him in space a little bit more. You know that little route that they did with Tony Pollard he scored on?
Yeah.
They used to do that with Zeke. I've been banging the table for them to do that more with Zeke.
And this is going to be blasphemy probably to you, but the stat of the night was Tony Pollard – every game that he has gone 12 or more plays, played 12 or more plays, they're 6-0.
Stop it, Skip.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
That is crazy. That's crazy. Okay?
So maybe you play both of them? Because yesterday they played both of them together a couple of times.
Cleveland's doing it.
Yeah, they are.
Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
You know what, Skip Baylor? They've been 6-0. Mm-hmm. And their sixth victory, Giants twice, Redskins, Miami, Eagles.
Say it again. Say it loud.
Who else did they beat?
What did he do in Minnesota? I guess he didn't play against. What did he do against the Jets? Did he play against the Jets?
Ooh. Did they play the Jets?
What about Green Bay?
Didn't play 12 plays.
Why is that?
I don't know. Ask Coach Clapp.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a problem. Maybe it is the slow start and the motivation.
Yeah, they lost.
Now they're heading to face the Patriots.
They called it with Bridgewater. When Drew get back. If Teddy Brent, look here. Now, one thing, when I went to class, the substitute was there, she wasn't spanking me. The substitute teacher couldn't lay hands on me. Y'all let the substitute teacher spank you.
Could the real teacher lay hands
on you? Yeah. They told me, only for talking. They said I talk too much.
Surprise. Wait,
they said, you talk too much?
Let me tell you what happened. They said, well, Shannon, you need to go home and talk. So I tried to talk. My grandma said, boy, take that mess to school. So guess who won out? I got to live with Granny. I'm going to come here and talk up a storm.
And look where you ended up.
Yeah, I take
you can talk every single day.
My grandma going to come short of killing me.
You've had this saved up. I appreciate it.
Substitute teacher beat
y'all. And you're still talking a whole lot of nothing.
No.
Okay. So the Chiefs beat the Chargers 24-17 last night in Mexico City. Patrick Mahomes looked mortal with only 182 yards and one touchdown. But on the other side of the ball, Philip Rivers had a night he'd probably like to forget. Guys, Rivers tied his career high with four interceptions, including one in the end zone with 24 seconds left that sealed the victory for Kansas City. The loss put the Chargers at 4-7 and likely out of the playoff race. Rivers will be an unrestricted free agent this offseason. So, Shannon, is it time for the Chargers to move on from Philip Rivers?
Yes. Skip, for me, sports is really comes down to two things. Either you're an asset or you're a liability. Mm. Simple as that. Right now, Philip Rivers is a liability. If you look at, in their seven losses, Skip, he has 14 turnovers. You remember the last time we saw Philip Rivers, it was a Thursday night. He threw a pick six to the Raiders. He threw another pick that set him up for a touchdown. And then he threw an interception to end the ball game. And what did he just do? When Kansas City couldn't get anything going. Now, there's one pick, Skip, the one that Honey Badger got him on. Honey Badger would have got almost every quarterback in the league because he faked the over and then he picked the end cut. So I give him that one. Phillip, that one's on Honey Badger, made a heck of a play because sometimes the defense, they get played also. But there are several of those interceptions that are unacceptable. That one to end the game, what the hell was that? Did you not see that guy? Did you not see? There are a lot of guys on the field, Phillip. And the guys that doesn't have on your colors, you can't throw them the ball to get a touchdown. You can, but it goes on their side. He threw one right down the middle. Honey Badger should have had another one, Skip. He threw a punt, and Honey Badger, I don't know what happened. As good a hands as he has.
Hit him right in the hands.
And he dropped it.
It was too easy.
It was too easy. Mm-hmm. Skip, all of their losses have come in with one score. Mm-hmm. Let that sink in. One score. Uh-huh. And in those games, Phillip Rivers has 14 turnovers, mm-hmm. four interceptions. It's just, look, and I get it. And we keep talking about, you know, Tom Brady's getting on up there in age. Mm-hmm. But guess who else is getting on up there in age, Skip? That guy. Mm-hmm. Now, he has a classmate that was taking a couple of slots before him that's already been assigned a seat on the bench. That's Eli Manning.
Yep.
He has another classmate that's on IR, Ben Roethlisberger, because of an elbow. May or may not be contributed to age. But Phillip Rivers don't have a lifetime contract to start. I mean, what if he won that says, oh, Phillip Rivers gets to stay as long as he won? Yeah, he's compiled a lot of numbers. But, Skip, he hasn't won the big game. I mean, remember, he was 14-2? Now, you're like, well, Phillip Rivers, yes, he did. Phillip Rivers had LT, who is the MVP in his backfield that's in the Hall of Fame, has a gold jacket like myself. He has a tight end, Antonio Gates, that the process started because he's not in the league this year. Mm-hmm. 4 years from now, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. And you remember, Skip, they had that defense. They were 14-2. Mm-hmm. And they allowed the wild card Patriots to come to their home, kick their butts. That happened. Mm-hmm. So this notion that Phillip Rivers hasn't had anything is not true. Phillip Rivers has underperformed a lot in really big games. Mm. And what he's doing right now, I think the thing is why it won't happen, because the Chargers are going into a new building. Mm. And now their backup is Tyrod Taylor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go into that new building with Phillip Rivers or Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah.
And then, I'm looking at Phil, I'm like, what the hell are you seeing? Because I watched the game Thursday night, Skip. I'm like, Phillip, this is all. I said, well, you know what? Maybe it's a one-off.
Yeah.
But I also watched him against the Broncos. Mm. And that was, he turned the ball over at an alarming rate. He got 16 turnovers, 14 picks and 2 fumbles. Fumble last night, got it back. Skip, it's time for him to take a seat.
Mm.
You got to go to the back of the class. I mean, you sitting in the front of the class. Now, it's time for you to go to the back. We ain't calling on you anymore for a while.
My turn.
Mm-hmm.
Before I get to Mr. Rivers and your opinion of Mr. Rivers, quick thought on Patrick Mahomes. He threw for a grand total in the first half of 63 yards passing.
Okay.
63 yards passing. If Dak Prescott ever in his life thought about throwing for only 63 yards in a first half, I would never hear the end of it from across the table on Undisputed.
Yeah, but stop
Point of order.
Stop playing.
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes.
63 yards passing.
How many general managers now would take Dak Prescott over my homeboy? Mm. How many?
You know what? It could be growing more than you think.
Skip, he's still leading the league in passing yards per game. He missed 2.5 games. Mm. You know the only reason that Dak Prescott has more passing yards than Patrick, my homeboy, is because he sat it down for 2.5 games. But he going to come back like game, but I wouldn't be surprised if when it's all said and done, he leading the league again.
Last night, Dak Prescott's lead in QBR over Patrick Mahomes grew a little bit because Patrick Mahomes had a 70. Not bad. I thought it was a little, little much. Like, it was a little over.
Oh, you thought it was generous.
Yeah, okay, I did.
I figured you would.
Yep. But still, it's 82.0 to 79.7. Dak running away now with QBR.
Oh, he running away.
Way to go, Dak.
We'll see.
Now, back Coach to Belichick, Phillip Rivers.
Coach Belichick is the QBR killer, though.
So, last night in Mexico City, Phillip Rivers threw for almost twice as many yards as Mahomes boy threw for. Almost twice as many.
Twice.
That's hard to do, man. 353 to 182.
Yep.
But Shannon Sharp says, go take a seat, right?
Yes.
Okay, I cannot defend the turnovers, because there's only one bigger turnover machine now in pro football, and that's Jameis.
Jameis.
I mean, I just don't even know what's happened to him. I used to support him and defend him, but
you
it's
can't.
Hard to defend
no.
anymore.
You can't.
Because he's running away with the interception lead.
He got 18.
He's got 18 to Phillip's 14. Phillip Rivers is simply the most confounding, perplexing, tormenting quarterback I have ever closely observed.
Yes.
Because he will have moments of greatness and moments of pathetic, like last night, where you just say, what are you doing? He has the greenest light to try everything possible to get that team over the hump, when a lot of times it doesn't need everything
possible.
It's not necessary.
You're right.
But he will try anything at any moment. And the great irony last night was he was taking advantage of Daniel Sorensen as number 49. Where's 49? I'm going to throw it to his guy. Until the last play, when Sorensen's, I don't know what he is, 6'1"-ish, and little Austin Eckler's about, what, 5'8", maybe? What are you doing?
How did he even see him?
What are you doing? Because it was like Daniel Sorensen was primary on the play, right? Like, you're throwing it to him. Maybe if you threw a rainbow to the very back corner, maybe little Austin could run under it at the in line. I don't know.
Right.
But it looked like Sorensen just was all over it. And he's so much bigger than little Austin Eckler. There's no way you're going to get the ball over him.
Right.
And the game just suddenly ended after Phillip had made the big throw to Mike Williams.
Right.
It was a little bit of a pass and a prayer into double coverage, but
That's what he get, because Williams did not get out of bounds. The guy touched him before he got out of bounds, and they stopped the clock.
They got a break.
Yes!
But Phillip can be pretty crazy clutch in some moments. And I'm going to remind everybody, it was just last December 13th, so it's been less than a year ago, on a Thursday night at Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what happened at the end of the game? Mm. He went 60 yards in eight plays and threw a touchdown pass to win it, and then goes for two and pulled that one off. And they pulled it out 29-28.
Yep.
Would you have sent him home after that game? No, obviously you wouldn't.
Skip, he has the big,
okay, I remember last year they went 12-4, went to Baltimore against a rookie Lamar, and won the game.
After they had lost to Baltimore in L.A.
They had. And then, obviously, you know the rest of the story, because they then went to Foxborough, and that was the end of that deal.
Right.
But still, 12-4 was a pretty good year.
Right.
And so, to your point, they've lost four games by 7 points this year, two by 3 points, and one game by 2 points. So all seven losses are close. They're all winnable games.
Yes.
But the reason they were in the games, you can credit Phillip for that. And the reason they lost the games, you can definitely blame him for that.
Right.
So I can't defend him, but I just have this nagging little voice in the back of my head. It's too soon. It's premature just to dismiss him completely, because he still has his moments. Just 3 weeks ago at home against Aaron Rodgers, he hugely outplayed Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And they won 26-11. Well, we haven't seen any consistency like that.
Right.
But he gave you another glimpse of, oh, I can still do that.
Well, I think it was a couple of years ago, Skip. I think he threw for 500 yards against Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau. So Skip, you don't throw for the amount of yards and have the amount of touchdowns. This was as talented a quarterback class, the 04 draft, is that we're seeing. It gets compared favorably to 83, the Marino, Elway, Kelly draft.
And there were times last night when they just went up and down the field.
Yes.
Up and down and up
but
and down.
But see, that's what makes you so upset with him, because you see what he can be, and he's just Eckler and Williams and Hunter, Hunter Henry, the tight end.
Yep.
I mean, he's going boom, boom, boom. And then he thought, like, Phillip, what the hell?
I don't know.
You just hit the other guy right in the chest for what? Skip, he didn't have to skip. He had plenty of time. Why would you throw it? What made you think that guy was open? There's nothing to hold a flat. Now, I can see Russell got fooled. Russell thought 57 was going to jump the guy in the flat, and he peeled back and picked it.
Mm-hmm.
Skip, there's nothing to hold a guy in the flat. So all he's going to just do is receding because he sees the running back coming up the rail. Phillip, you looking at him, you see 49 backpedaling, and you still throw it? I can see if the guy's 6'4", you're going to make it a jump ball, but you want a jump ball with a 6'1", a DB versus a 5'7", running back.
That's what it was. Okay.
Well, unless the running back spud well, I ain't throwing no jump ball to a 5'7 running back.
So, does Phillip Rivers have a shot to get in your Hall of Fame? I think he does.
I think he does, too.
Wow.
But I'm all about rings, and he ain't got one.
Yeah.
And he probably will go down as, you could argue, the best quarterback never to win a ring?
No, Marino.
Okay, well, I guess
Yeah. Yeah.
Except I think a Dan at least get it.
You're talking about not getting it.
How about just get to it?
Yeah, yeah. He, Warren, Skip, because here's the thing. Like, Marino has 104. I saw the stat he had on the screen last night. Marino has 147 wins without a Super Bowl. Fran Tarkenton has 124, and Phillip has 122.
22 and 97 losses. 5-6 in the postseason, got to the one AFC championship game after he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
So he played on a torn ACL at Foxborough with LaDainian Thomas.
And remember, Skip, when he tore that, he went to Indy.
Peyton, he outplayed him.
Yes.
He outplayed him. I mean, he's got guts.
But you don't want it to end like this.
Skip, because guess what, Skip? This get coaches fired.
Yeah.
His play will get a coach fired.
Yeah.
Well, your friend, who is the coach,
I saw that tweet.
He had to be sick after that.
And plus, you get punt returners catching the ball over their shoulder at the 2-yard line and fumbling it. Lucky they got it back. But Lynn was like, bro, what you doing?
Yep.
Put your heels on the 10. If it goes over your head, they doubt it at the 1 or the 2, so be it. But you don't catch no ball over your... And, but see, when you start trying to play hero ball,
yep,
everybody want to be a hero. I'm going to catch it over my shoulder at night and go 92.
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't. You liked the gave up seven.
Maybe the altitude was the problem?
Yeah, maybe.
It does have an impact on your brain, you're thinking.
It truly is.
But hello, hold on. He threw three interceptions below sea level. So what was that excuse?
There is no excuse there. I'm just trying to help the guy out. I've covered matches there, and it is a crazy difference.
They had that graphic on ESPN where it's like 10 times higher than mile high.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
like
it's
that.
way different. Said,
yeah, because they trained in Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. They were down in Colorado Springs for the week.
Unfortunately, maybe the age and there's a factor there. I don't know. I'm going to have to do some research.
That's why I was in such great shape. I used to go down to Colorado Springs. No, I didn't.
Nice. Yeah, I'm sure you just fine all over the place. No mercy. Luka Doncic had himself a game against Skip Spurs last night, dropping 42 points, 11 rebounds, and 12 assists. In the win, the Slovenian joined LeBron James as the only two players to notch 40-point triple-doubles before turning 21 years old. This was Doncic's sixth triple-double of the season, which has helped Dallas to the fifth-best record in the loaded Western Conference right now. So, Shannon, has Luka already turned into a superstar?
He the real deal, Skip. He holy field. He the real deal. If the All-Star voting ended today, he and James Harden, I believe, will be the backcourt. And right now, they should be. He's playing unbelievable. James Harden is averaging about 40. And this, Skip, he's fourth in scoring, third in assists, and 10th in rebounding. He leads the league in triple-double with 6 in 13 games. He's the closest thing we've seen to Larry Bird. Since Larry Bird. People don't realize, Skip, Larry Bird was 24-10-6 for a career. 24 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists for a career. He's the closest thing we've seen to that. He real. He real deal, Skip Bayless. I know he didn't do that against Spurs. DeJounte Murray, that defensive stopper. Oh, I know. What about that? And DeRozan and Brian Ford? Whoa. Time out. I know good D-well. He do that to get 42-point triple-double. Only he and Bron James. Skip, look, you at the age of 20, you get a triple-double, you get 20 points, 10 rebounds, 11, 12 assists. That's one thing. You do this at 40, get 40? Yeah, you real. He the real deal, Skip Bayless. He for real. And you have to deal with it. You the deal with it. I don't know what else to tell you, but somebody in here with trouble dealing with this young man for the next 15 years because he can do it all. He can score. He can play with his back to the basket. He can shoot. He can handle it. He's fundamentally sound. And that's what we see from a lot of European skips. They are fundamentally sound. Can handle the ball. That's step back three. Step back three is next to James Harden because he be stepping back letting that thing go from 28.
Oh.
You saw it last night against you.
Tell me when you're finished because I'm getting bored.
Still going.
I know you watch every last one of the Spurs game. You see that last night what he did to y'all? He did that on DeJounte Murray.
DeJounte Murray is on a minutes pitch count where he can't play many minutes because Pop won't let him because he's coming off ACL reconstruction.
The minutes that he did play, he got cooked.
It's Bryn Forbes, and they got the switch onto Bryn Forbes, and Doncic made a rare three. He does have a little clutchness to him, but he made a rare three. He's now shooting 31% from the three-point line. That ranks 137th in the NBA. Yet he's tied for fourth in three-point attempts.
Oh, wow.
So through 13 games, he's already missed 81 threes, but he made one against my Spurs, who right now are an eyesore to watch because they did this last year. Last year at this time, they went to Minnesota and lost by 40 points. They will round back into shape
as
DeJounte Murray rounds into shape.
No, they won't.
They did last year, and they took Denver to the last shot of Game 7.
Skip, do you know the West is better this year? The West is even better.
Okay, but this is about Luka Doncic. I said before his draft, just watching clips on the internet, I loved his offensive artistry. I love his passing creativity because he does have that rare gift of passing feel for the game. He's got the knack, the vision, the anticipation, and the unselfishness to pass the basketball. And I said I was pretty sure he would be better than Trae Young because I saw every dribble of Trae Young's at the University of Oklahoma. And I just couldn't see enough because he's just too little. He's just too little.
Skip, he's doing big things, though. Now, Trey Young's still balling. Now, he might not be as good as Luka.
Here's the problem I have with both of them.
Okay.
Neither one of them plays a lick of defense. And you just offended me, maybe the worst you've ever offended me on this show. You actually put Luka Doncic in the same breath with the great Larry Bird.
Yeah, you did.
Larry Bird could defend when he needed to defend, and he could disrupt at all times on defense. Luka cannot do either one.
Skip, they put Larry Bird on the worst offensive weapon. Mm. The worst offensive player for the opponent.
Steal the ball.
Yeah.
Bird steals the ball.
Yeah.
Remember that?
With Isaiah. Yeah. Sorry, Zeke. You threw it right to him.
Yeah.
But anyway, Skip.
What happened when the Lakers visited Dallas on that fateful Friday night 2-3 weeks ago, whenever it was? Do you remember this game?
Yeah.
The post-game theme in the Laker locker room was, whoever Doncic was covering, we fed him.
Ooh.
If it was LeBron, we fed LeBron. If it was KCP, he got the ball and he got to shoot it. And what happened at the end of the game? Dwight Howard, of all people, smashed him upside the head a little bit, just put him in his place, and Luka just checked out. Mm. He checked out of the rest of
that
game.
Man, it's not me that bad at check out.
He gave him a little shot to the head, and that was the end of that.
But stop.
Because he does not have that dog in him.
First
he
of
doesn't
all,
have that killer instinct
first
in
of
him.
All,
I'm sorry.
You keep on talking about, we pick and roll, they was talking about LeBron, and they kept putting LeBron in him, but that ain't no slouch.
Mm.
They could get against LeBron.
It was anybody, whoever's on. Danny Green, it's your turn.
Never stop it, Skip.
Seriously, it was. That's what they all talked about in the locker room after the game.
We've been
so Kyle Kuzma said, our theme of the night was whoever Doncic is covering, go to him.
Skip, you know that guy's the closest thing to Bird. Now, I ain't say he's Larry Bird. He got a ways to go. Skip.
Right now, Luka Doncic ranks in defensive win shares 252nd.
Skip, if they had a defensive win share with Bird,
he couldn't guard you.
Skip.
He couldn't.
Skip.
You're no knees self.
Let me ask you. So let me ask you a question. Where is James Harden ranked?
I don't care. We're talking about Luka Doncic.
But I'm saying, Skip.
And by the way, James Harden has taken it up to another offensive level. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I'm not sure Luka Doncic has taken it to a level we've never seen.
I'm sorry.
I'm not seeing
it. Here's the thing. Sports is about being a liability or an asset.
Okay.
And the thing for David, people
you said twice today. Did you read that last night?
No, that's me.
Okay. All right.
And people are like, well, Shannon Sharpe, Shannon doesn't do a whole lot of blocking.
Mm.
But I was more of an asset in the passing game than I was a liability in the run game.
Okay.
So Luka Doncic. Okay, he might be 259 out of 400 players.
Mm.
But look at that offensive repertoire.
Mm. Look at him at the free throw line, shall we? He's down there last year in LeBron territory. His first year in the league, he shot 71%. And one night against my Spurs last year, it was March the 12th, he shot 1-for-9 from the free throw line. That's even worse than LeBron's ever. LeBron's never had a 1-for-9 night. Yeah. Listen, no superstar can be 1-for-9 from the free throw line. Jordan was never even thought about being 1-for-9. Larry Bird, are you kidding
me? Some things you just accept.
I think the most Larry ever missed in a game was 2 free throws.
Skip Bayless, you think I'm going to throw... Do you actually think I would throw Nicole Murphy out of bed for eating cookies? Some things you just accept.
Mm.
That man is so talented with his offensive game, his scoring, his assists, his rebounding.
Mm.
I don't care about no free throws.
Mm.
I don't care if he shot 10% from the three-point line. So, baby, hey, you need another bag? I run the target right quick and get you two more bags.
I doubt that.
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Something you
I would throw Nicole out of my bed.
I would say,
cookies? You can eat rice cakes in my bed, but you can't eat cookies.
You call me.
Rice cakes.
When you want to throw, I call you, boy.
No.
I'm up all time of night.
She comes up a good amount on this show, too. Okay.
Yeah, I
know. No cookies for anyone.
I don't know what happened.
You trying? Okay.
Nope.
Shannon.
Yes.
31% from the three-point
line. Skip, he's not efficient.
71% from the free throw line.
That's good.
That's not superstar numbers.
Yes, it is.
Sorry.
Hold on. Stop it. Now, you going to nitpick.
Nitpicking.
Skip, the man is fourth in scoring.
Defensive liability.
He's third in assists. You talk about a triple, but hold on.
Mm.
He might do what Russ did for the past 3 years. So if he does that, he's not a superstar?
Russ has got that dog in him. And he's got it in Houston.
Hold on.
It's working.
Hold on. What is Russ shooting from the three-point line?
It doesn't matter. it really doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
You know, he's been making big ones for them, like key ones.
No. James Harden scored 59. James Harden scored 49. James Harden scored 47. Look, is the difference.
Luke is fun to watch. I will give
he
you that.
He is fun to watch. Yeah. He's
Skip.
There's that.
Yeah. Skip. Ain't no denying it.
I just shot holes.
No, you ain't shot no holes.
Yeah, but big Larry holes. Bird, I mean,
I said he's the closest thing to Larry. Mm. But Skip, this guy's in his second year now.
I'm close to Larry too. I'm white.
No, that's it. No
mercy. So LeBron made more history last night. His 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists made LeBron the first ever player to record a triple-double against all 30 NBA teams. The Lakers have the league's best record right now at 12-2. Shannon is loving it. Mm-hmm. Two-time NBA champ David West now joining us. So good to have you with us,
and
David.
Allow me to say, in the NBA, there are fake tough guys and there are real tough guys. This is a real tough guy. Real tough.
The real deal.
Way to go.
Awesome. Appreciate you being here. So when you look at the Lakers, David, do they look like a championship team to you?
Oh, yeah. First of all, I mean, a healthy LeBron on any team is a championship caliber team, in my opinion. With AD and then some of the other guys who are, you know, comfortable and figuring things out for themselves, they're going to be tough to beat. It is what it is.
Shannon's going to like that statement.
You lost to LeBron three times when you were in Indiana, but he was with Dwayne and Chris and the Heat. Mm-hmm. Then you beat LeBron twice. You had Golden State Warriors around you, but you went 8-1 against him in the finals games, right?
Right.
So what was the difference in Miami LeBron versus what you saw from Cleveland LeBron?
The teams I was on.
Yeah.
In Indy, we were a younger team, scrappy. We had an identity, and we could never reach the level that, that group in Miami could get to.
You pushed them pretty hard.
We pushed them, but, it was just that next step that you have to get to win, and he could get there, get any group there. Obviously, in Golden State, we had the talent and those guys who knew how to get there. And, that's the only where you can, the only place you can beat him is up here, big moments and things like that. So he is who he is. I long since have accepted, this guy and the level that he's at. And it's just a matter of you having the toughness and the guts to try to compete against him. That's what it's going to come down
so
to.
So your coach in Indiana was obviously his coach now, sure. Frank Vogel. Can Frank be a championship coach?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Frank's got a different style. The way that he approaches the game, he's a player-centered coach. He's got the idea that, he's going to get the most out of you and invest in you. And he probably doesn't have to do it much with this group as much as he had to do it with us in Indiana. But he's going to have them up, motivated, excited, refreshed, feeling like...
How? Rah-rah speeches?
He's got an us against them kind of mentality. His favorite saying is something we can't say on TV.
Ooh.
But what's the gist of it?
it's tough, for him to be a coach in the position that he's in now, he's got to be able to, figure things out for himself.
Yeah.
But he's a guy, like I said, can get people... motivated and get the best out of them.
Did he push you guys on the defensive end? Because he appears to have lit a fire under this team on that end.
Yeah, absolutely. Defensively, that's sort of what we were known for in Indy, was having that defensive edge and that defensive focus.
Did he preach and teach that?
Yeah, absolutely, all the time. And he holds you accountable. And he's not one of those guys that's going to, point the finger at you and get you in a defensive mode. He's going to encourage you and pull it out of you. Mm.
When you look at this team, they're number one in net defense. Now, they block about 7.8 shots a game. That's 1.5 more than second place.
Right.
That gap between them and second place is the equivalent between second place and 20th.
Right.
So they're a defensive team. Like you said, Frank Vogel is that. But what gives you the confidence? Because Skip mentioned they got three guys that's in the top 20 in dunks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're in the top 10, aren't they?
Top 10?
I believe so. Go ahead.
Yeah. But
they lead the league, the 10 as a team.
It's 3-point shooting, mid-range shooting, and I think they have a lack of ability to guard the 3-point line. That's what concerns me.
Right.
Because I think they have the talent. With AD, advertised, and LeBron James, I guess he isn't washed just yet, huh, Dave?
Right. Yeah, listen, they're gonna be fine. You know, there's a level that I think he knows that he can propel them to. They have the talent. You know, again, the talent is around him to get them over the threshold. The fact that they're such a threat inside, and I'm happy for my guy JaVale. You know, JaVale is a unique cat, but he can play, man.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And
he plays hard
and he's effective.
Yeah.
And you know, he's a load. You know, I think you guys are seeing it. Like, you know, you got to respect him
right
out there on the floor. And you know, the more those guys develop their identities, all of this sort of things that we look at, the markers like the 3-point line, all those things are going to be, I don't think they're going to be as important. You know, the issue with them, I think, you know, where their weakness might be, maybe at, you know, if LeBron gets tired from having to create and handle the ball a bit much. But
Rondo played well last night.
Yeah.
I thought Rondo coming in and playing. The thing is with him is, can he stay healthy, Skip Kerr? Remember, right, he was playing well last year, and then he got nicked. And then he was out, you know, he got suspended. Mm-hmm. Then he got nicked. Mm-hmm. And then he ended up going on IR, missing the rest of the year like LeBron did. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be the thing, because those are really their two creative guys. Those are the guys that initiate the offense, mainly LeBron and Rondo.
Right.
And if one of the, and they did a great job because they try to stagger AD. LeBron will leave in the first quarter. Yeah. AD finishes out. Then LeBron comes back. AD misses the first 6 minutes. But when one of those guys will always be on the floor.
Right. And then as the, you know, obviously as the games become more important,
right,
people are going to have to deal with them on the floor for 40 minutes.
Have to deal with that. You hear that, Skip Bayless? They're going to have to deal with Bron, Goat James, for 40.
Well, he played 37 last night against the woeful Thunder. And I think it's too many too soon, but that just means he's in year 17. Can you sustain that? Because it's a lot of minutes. He took nine shots in the fourth quarter. You love that?
I love it.
Okay.
I love him playing.
Yeah.
You'd rather him play as opposed to load management, right, David?
Yeah.
Imagine you had a teammate, he load management. You out there giving everything you got for 35, 40 minutes a night, and he kicked back talking about, I'll be there for you for the playoffs.
He's talking about Kawhi Leonard.
I ain't talking about nobody. I ain't bring up no name, David. I ain't bring up no name.
Yeah.
I can neither confirm nor deny that's who I'm talking about.
Right. What do you think about Kawhi's load management?
Because I know Kawhi, there's something there in terms of the seriousness of what he's dealing with his health.
Okay.
That's the only reason. Like, I don't know, you know, details, but I do know that dude. And I know that he's organized a certain way mentally. And
you hear that, Skip? He was hurt when he missed all that time. He was really, really hurt.
He had a thigh bruise for 7 years.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, Shannon, there you go.
But again, you know, Kawhi's got genuine. Yeah, he's got a genuine focus about you know, the game. That
what is he like around when you were like off camera with
him? Yeah, he's unlike anything I've seen. Just in terms of, like, he's always in mode and he's always ready to go. Probably to his detriment,
right?
You know, because he's a guy, like, if you tell him, when I got to San Antonio, he was still fairly young, and it was one of those things like, what should I do? And if you tell him to do it, he just goes and does it.
Wow.
And I think he's sort of grown into his own more so now over the last few years.
So you're saying if his body doesn't feel perfect to him, he doesn't want to go out there because he wants to be perfect.
Yeah, he wants to be able to be 100% on the defensive end, 100% on offense. You know, he's a guy that, again, is very regimented, and if you're supposed to hedge or get out on the ball, he's going to do it to the best of his ability.
So back to the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
In your day and in your prime, you could really shoot the mid-range jump shot. In fact, you that was your bread and butter shot to me. Maybe it's a thing of the prehistoric past. Maybe it's just sort of gone away. But going into last night, the Lakers were 27th in the league in mid-range jump shots. I don't know if it even matters because they're dunks and threes.
Right. Right.
They weren't great from three. They were 23rd going into last night, but they shot the heck out of it.
Yeah, they did.
Night.
Right.
They got, almost made, what, about
14 to 31.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
So I think they can shoot threes, but is there any mid-range flaw in there where you need to make some?
No, I think AD is going to eat up, and LeBron will eat up the mid-range scoring. Because, you know, what eventually will happen is the longer the season wears on, the more that, you know, their minutes are going to increase. Playoff time comes, they'll be in the 40 minutes. And then you're going to basically have teams figuring out how to guard AD 15, 17 feet out. ISO, LeBron, same thing. And it's going to be difficult. It's a challenge. I just don't think teams are built to handle right now.
I realize you have not seen Paul George and Kawhi Leonard on the court together, mm-hmm. but if and when they're both healthy and Doc has his complement of stars and, mm-hmm. and pieces, who's better, Clips or Lakers?
I've got to go with the Lakers.
Okay.
I just think...
Just on star power?
And and I think the Brow is just going to be...
Okay.
In this moment, this will be his first crack to, like, get to the mountaintop.
The show.
And I just think he's going to be too much himself. And then coupled with LeBron, you've got Danny Green, who's got championship pedigree.
Sure.
And Danny's going to be huge for them down the stretch just in terms of how they need to focus and win games in the playoffs and the pro series. LeBron has obviously been there. You know, JaVale knows what it takes. And then, you know, the other guy that, you know, we haven't talked about, but if, you know, and I've not been a Dwight and I have had some run-ins, mm-hmm. but, you know, if he stays sort of in
focus,
more mature, and if he's in, you know, if he's in tough guy mode where he's being aggressive and he's physically imposing himself on those second unit teams, like I said, they've got a lot to deal with.
Mm. You know, Dave, we have a lot of guys come out here and they try to explain. I'm a LeBron. You're a LeBron fan. You lead the president of the LeBron fan club.
Well, you are.
I am not. But anyway, you played against him, like you said, you played against him for a number of years in the Eastern Conference Finals. You played against him in the finals. Just how good is LeBron? What makes him so unique?
Man, that's a heck of a question. I tell people, so the first time I ever saw him play, just to give you some context, okay. he had finished his freshman year in high school, and I had finished my freshman year at Xavier.
Okay. Mm.
And I was a counselor at Five Star Camp, the old school camp in Pittsburgh with Garfunkel and those guys. Mm-hmm. Huh. And so we would have teams, each counselor's got a team, and we're sitting around one day talking about who's got the best player.
Right.
A guy comes up, I forgot his name, he's a training guy, but he says, look, guys, there's a kid from Akron that we all have to go see. And I'm like, what? He's like, no, we got to go right now. He's getting ready to play. And so we go, we're done lunch, we're walking over there, and literally I look over the top and steal at half court, two dribbles, wham, and I'm like, oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, there was just a quiet and a silence in the whole gym. Like, Five Star was like the holy grail of basketball back in the day. And their whole, like, Garfunkel and that whole old oligarchy is sitting there. Mm. And they are just nothing to say. And I remember sitting there. I mean, there was a few of us, like, college guys. And we're saying to ourselves, like, oh, my God. I remember I got on the phone with our assistant coach. I'm like, coach, there's a kid from Akron. You got to start recruiting.
Go get him.
He says, are you talking? He's from Boston. What are you talking about, Wes? That kid won't ever go to college. I'm like, huh? It's like you're talking about the James kid. So LeBron has always been sort of different. When fast forward my senior year, I'm now a counselor at Jordan's camp.
Right.
And he's going into his senior year in high school.
Right.
And, you know, we're the college guys. We're enjoying the free couple weeks in Santa Barbara, having a good old grand time.
Yep.
LeBron is like this. He's being stretched, he's eating the right food, and we're looking at him and we're looking at ourselves like, what are we doing? You know, he's a high school kid.
Wow.
So he's always been separate,
right?
You know, just in terms of his approach and who he is. And then, you know, when he's on the floor, you know, he's got the game sort of mastered in his mind. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're looking at him, and I remember in Indiana, we've got him down 2-1. They had 2 days rest, and he comes back and has one of those triple-doubles, 40-something, a whole bunch of rebounds.
But I remember Dwayne took that game over.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
But LeBron just has had this, you know, that he's had it, and he's got the full gambit of the game under control.
And he's 3-6 in the finals.
Yeah,
you had to throw that in.
Do you believe if you'd had LeBron on your roster with Klay, Steph, and Draymond instead of KD, do you believe you guys win the finals with LeBron?
Yeah.
Can't deny it. There you go, David. Such good perspective. No further questions.
So that's
love
it.
That. Love that LeBron. Love the Kawhi. Thank you so much for being here. We do quickly want to point out that you're involved in the Historic Basketball League, which is a college basketball league that will allow athletes to benefit financially while getting their education. So really looking forward to seeing that grow when you start playing games. So thank you so much again for being here. No mercy. Lil Wayne is still with us. We haven't hit the NBA yet. LeBron versus Kawhi. All right, weigh in. Who is the real king of L.A.?
LeBron.
Easy answer for you.
Period. End of story.
There is no king. You know, there's a movie. Who did this movie? Kings of L.A., Queens of New York. What's the director, Skip, with the glasses? Scorsese.
Yeah,
this is no kings. There's a king of L.A. Yeah. Singular. That's it. And he doesn't load manage. He doesn't do that. And he gives it to you every night.
That would be one of my main reasons, other than the obvious reason. He's LeBron James.
He gave it to those sorry Thunder the other night. He played a game high 37 minutes, so he's not load managing. And yet, who's going to be readier for May and June?
We born ready.
LeBron.
We got some help.
Please remember that Kawhi Leonard drugged that team through the playoffs, drugged that team all the way through the finals. What LeBron was doing? Getting that body right, chilling, resting, watching.
No, he's making a movie.
Getting ready.
He said he was getting up at 4 a.m. and hitting the
gym. You have to get up
that early anyway when you're shooting a movie. You got to be on that set early anyway.
You got to be on that set. You ready.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, which team will be readier for May and June, Clippers or Lakers?
The Lakers.
Really?
Yes. I know everybody loved the Clippers and they won through seven and all that. I know they're great. They're great when they put that second team on there. They got starters on that second squad.
Yeah.
Understood. They got closers.
Understood.
Yeah, the closer should be starting. Well, Who is the closer?
But they're not better than us.
No.
They're not better than us. So it still that still answers the question. So who's ready? Understand all that. Once we step on the court, you're not better than us.
Yes.
Better defensive team. Seems like it's the Clippers.
First of all, Skip, you make it seem like we're 30th.
Better than I thought you were going to be.
Lead the league in block shots.
We long. Skip.
You got three long.
Yeah, and we go skyscraper. We might put LeBron and Kuzma in there also with Dwight Howard, JaVale, and AD. Now what you going to do?
Lou Williams is just cheating, first of all.
Yeah.
Lou Williams is cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I'm just trying to figure.
What do you mean?
He had cheat code. That's the cheat code.
He's a cheat code. He is.
Yeah, that's when you play a game, you put the cheat code in. Yeah, somebody put the cheat code in on
him. How can you even be in the discussion for the best player or the king of L.A. when they bring the guy off the bench to close the game for you? Lou Williams running the offense with Paul George. And Kawhi on the court. Lou Williams got the ball in his hand.
Yes, he does.
Lou Williams making plays. You the best player
of the year. He's the closer.
How you the best player?
It's done.
Yeah. How you the best player? Because you know who's gonna close it for the yellow. You know who's gonna close it.
Imagine if they brought Steve Kerr off the bench and they closed this for Mike.
How's he gonna close with a pulled groin? I don't know. It just seems like we're heading toward another pulled groin. I'm knocking on wood for him.
He's playing dangerously high
minutes.
Ain't no day, no such thing.
He played 12 minutes of the fourth quarter against the poor Thunder.
He took nine shots in the fourth quarter.
How many minutes in the basketball game? 48.
Really?
So we play what's required of us. But we don't load manage. We don't do that. We don't cheat the fans.
What is that?
If memory serves, the guy you say is the MVP, do you remember what he did in the fourth quarter against the Thunder? Can we see this? What happened against
that
the
man
Thunder?
Got the clip.
We got clips. We got clips. Look at this. Look at this. Air ball. He shot. That's the MVP. Shot an air ball. Here he goes again, dribble it into traffic. Wait, I thought that was the MVP. Here's the GOAT. The GOAT shoots. An air ball hits the bottom of the basket. Here he goes dribbling into trap. Whoops. There goes again for another easy deuce the other way. Way to go, LeBron.
Oh, no.
And here he is getting blown by Gallinari and having to hack him.
That brought this game to a two-point game.
Look at these free throws. Blank, that almost airballed free throw. Now, whoops, LeBrick.
So what about, are we going to talk about that? That's your MVP.
You said the game's over. It's his house and his team. He did that at Staples.
What about Kawhi? You know, Kawhi the other night in overtime.
He's hurt.
Oh, now he's hurt.
Oh,
Oh. Is that out of your mouth? Yeah.
I was asking, because, you know, I was wondering how you get a new job and you already get PTO. I understand there's a probationary period. Mm-hmm. So normally for like 90 days, you can't get any time off without some of being occurred. Mm-hmm. He get on a new job. Huh. He already missed 4 or 5 games.
He's got a bum knee.
Hey, what that got to do with me?
He's got a bum knee. It's legit.
You got them bum knee because you got them on New Balance.
But he's going to load
the orthopedic. That one got a knee hurt anyway. He actually think the guy going to be sporting those. Hey, check these NBs out.
Check these NBs out.
Really?
Come on, go ahead.
Come on, Skip. I can't believe you.
You got some. He got some new quads.
He wore them out here. He wore them out here with a quad jump.
I saw him.
He ought to be embarrassed.
Yeah, look terrible.
They're hot pink. I might have to wear them in Miami at the Super Bowl.
They were hot something else. They were hot something else.
Why do you keep, like, moving over there? Your chair keeps moving over there. I don't get it.
Man, you know that man can't move my chair.
Yeah, they hot something,
all right. Yeah, oh, well.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself,
all right,
Skip.
That's it for us, everybody. Weezy, thanks so much for being
thanks
here.
Thanks for having me.
We are back Monday, 9:30 Eastern.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Monday for another week of Undisputed. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.